So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Texts 18 and 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Davashu Vidruma
Dehaya
Hatam
Vajra
Kapatavat
Sakareshu
Indra Nileshu Hema Kumpai Adishritam Dvashu Vidruma Dehalya Vattam Vajakapatavat Sakareshvindriya Naishu Hema Kumpai Adishritam Vastu Vidruma Dehalya Vattam Vajakapatavat Sikareshvindra Nileshu Hemakum Bairadishritam Dvashu in the entrances Vidruma of coral Dehalya with a threshold Hatam beautiful Vajra bedecked with diamonds Kapatavat having doors Sikareshu on the domes Indra Nileshu of sapphire Hemakumbhai with gold pinnacles Adishritam, crowned. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The palace was very beautiful, with its coral thresholds at the entrances, and its doors bedecked with diamonds. Gold pinnacles crowned its domes of sapphire. Text 19. Chatushmat padmaragrivrayar vajrabhitishu nirmitai dushtam vichitchavitanayar mahahayar hematarinai. With the choicest rubies set in its diamond walls, it appeared as though possessed of eyes. It was furnished with wonderful canopies and greatly valuable gates of gold. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Artistic jewelry and decorations giving the appearance of eyes are not imaginary. Even in recent times, the Mughal emperors constructed their palaces with decorations of jeweled birds with eyes made of valuable stones. The stones have been taken away by the authorities, but the decorations are still present in some of the castles constructed by the Mughal emperors in New Delhi. The royal palaces were built with jewels and rare stones resembling eyes, and thus at night they would give off reflective light without need of lamps. Vande Hum Shri Guru Shri Jata Dada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shemate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So we are reading this morning about the jeweled eyes. But Prabhupada has given us jeweled eyes. It is called Shastra Chakshus, to see through the eyes of Scripture. It's like we pray, Oma Jnana Timadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was standing in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes tightly closed shut. But my beloved spiritual master has come to me with the torchlight of knowledge and he is forcing my eyes open. Therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. It's also very interesting to note what an amazing thing this yogic power is. Can you imagine creating such a palace with yogic power? You see, amazing powers that the yogis have to do these amazing things. Incredible palace, can you imagine? But the power of the bhakta is even greater than the power of the yogis. This power is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prema bhakti sukha sindhu pai tara eka bindu se bindu jagat dubaya. Pure devotional service is an ocean of bliss. Shuddha prema sukha sindhu. Pure devotional service is an ocean of bliss. If one can taste even one drop of that ocean, with that one drop, jagat dubaya, he can drown the entire universe. You see? So this is the power of the pure devotee. Pure devotee has more than such powers to manufacture incredible floating palaces, and they go throughout the universe. You see? He's giving a palace. It'll take us out of the universe. And that palace is Krishna's name. The name of Krishna is more amazing than this palace described here. Because this palace is still within the material nature. But the Krishna Nam, you see, this palace, instead of carrying you around the universe, this palace, Krishna, will carry you beyond the universe through the coverings of the material nature, back into your eternal relationship with Krishna in his transcendental pastimes in the spiritual world. These names of Krishna, especially these two syllables, Krishna, how much power they have. As we were discussing last night in the Brahmachari meeting, Tunde Tandavanengvatin Vitanate Tandavali Lobdiye. You see, amazing. Tunde tandamadim vitinate tandavali lamdiye karna krata gadamani gatayate kuna vrede raspeham chaitrapangana sangani vijayate surrendram kikin no jani janita kriyad viramitai krishneti varnadvai. This is Rupa Goswami's wonderful, wonderful prayer. He is saying, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, there's so much nectar, shooting out from these two syllables that what my mouth can hold, I need millions of mouths to hold that nectar. And then when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. I need billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar. And when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned, I'm paralyzed by the amazing potency of the holy name. So this palace is much greater. This palace, the Nama palace, you see. This is what our spirit Prabhupada has brought to us, you see. Prabhupada is that devotee who has tasted that drop. And now with that drop that Prabhupada has gotten from his spiritual master, Prabhupada is inundating the whole universe. The whole universe will be inundated. Of course, when you look out on the current events right now in the world, it seems the whole universe will be inundated. How's that possible? The whole material world is going crazy. I mean, every day that these mass shootings now are becoming a daily affair. You know? Every day. It's just unbelievable how much the society is falling apart. But yet, we know that the whole thing is going to be amazingly turned around by the great potency of Srila Prabhupada. The whole thing's going to be turned around because it's predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, mind you, he is one of the eternal associates of the Lord. He is the perfect knower of past, present, and future. He clearly states, such jana durjana pangu, jada anagana, premadvanyayala jubayala, jagateda jana. This Krishna consciousness movement is Premu Tsunami, a tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone, the pious, the impious, the lame, the invalid, the blind. Everybody become drowned. So this inundation began 500 years ago with the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then it was taken worldwide 50 years ago by Srila Prabhupada. There we got 550, the numbers, interesting numerology here. So, and Prabhupada also said the whole thing would be the 10,000 year period, it'll peak off. So by the time we reach 5,000 years, for sure, the whole world will be Krishna conscious, and then it'll diminish again. So we got 550 and 5,000, you see. So should we think, well, within 5,000 years, the whole world will be Krishna conscious, so let me just sit back and, you know, have some mahaprasadam and not worry about it. No. A devotee has a great sense of urgency. He cannot tolerate to see how people are suffering in this material world. He cannot tolerate to see the situation. Therefore, the devotee's determination, we must do something now to make the whole world Krishna conscious. That is the devotee's determination. He's very, very determined. Prabhupada explains like this. A Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver the fallen souls back to home, back to Godhead. That he's always meditating. What can I do that all these people can become saved, you see? He's always meditating. And Prabhupada says, even if he's not successful in doing that, anyone who follows him, they will be successful in going back to Godhead. So, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, it is our duty to fully embrace this compassionate mood of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada would be, there's a famous pastime here in Melbourne. Prabhupada was taking a walk in the park. He saw the commuters on Monday morning going down to be slaves once again, and corporate slaves. He was crying. He was crying tears to see the commuters, the Melbourne commuters going to work. You see, this is the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. We have to try to enter into that mood. Even if we can just get a drop of Prabhupada's compassion in our hearts, our steel-framed hearts, even one drop of that compassion that Prabhupada has, then this movement will take over the world very quickly, you see. Prabhupada even one time said in 18 days, just like the Battle of Kurukshetra, 18 days. In 18 days, we can conquer the whole world if you simply cooperate with me. You see. Problem is, we're all thinking of our own little, you know, we have our own little agendas. Each one of us we're still, we haven't conquered what's called agenda-mindedness. You see, our own little personal agendas. We have to come beyond this agenda-mindedness and come to simply being fully instrumental in the hands of our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, that we can make this whole world Krishna consciousness ASAP. You see? Yeah. Another interesting quote from Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about how one can become powerful for inundating the world with Krishna consciousness. He says, a devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, and we all know what that means, is the 10 offenses. A devotee who can chant the holy name of the Lord without offense, this is an amazing quote, hold on to your seats. He becomes Jagad Guru, and under his influence, the whole world will take up Krishna consciousness. So the question is, do you think we should all aspire to be offenseless chanters, or we should just go on being offensive chanters? What is your opinion? I don't want to get puffed up. If I become an offensive chanter, I'll be puffed up. Therefore, I just better be an offensive chanter. If I become offenseless, I'll become empowered. I'm very, very empowered Vaishnava. Therefore, I should keep being offensive so I don't get proud. What do you think? Is that a good philosophy? Yeah, I don't want to get puffed up, you know. So I'll just keep on committing nama-parads so I can stay humble. Now, obviously, we should... Prabhupada ordered us to become pure devotees. Actually, Prabhupada told me one later, he said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. A direct order from Prabhupada to me. So I might think, well, Prabhupada, I don't want to get puffed up, so I'm just going to remain in Maya. That is puffed up, you see. So we have to learn to become actually humble and do what Prabhupada wants us to do and become completely free from all these anarthas. And do everything we possibly can with every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances for, as we sing every morning, Bahir Nasingha, Hridahe Nasingha. Prabhupada explains the meaning, the inner meaning of this. We sing it every morning, but he explains the inner meaning in his purport in the fifth canto. It's an amazing inner meaning of these simple four words. Bahir Nasingha, Hridaye Nasingha. The simple, he Prabhupada says, how he translated it in this way, he says, may Lord Nisringhadev become fully manifested in my heart, so that my heart become completely clean, and that I can therefore bring peace to the entire world. Devotee is praying that he can become completely free of all the dirt, and he can make a revolution on this planet. Devotee is praying that way. Bahir Nasingha, Hridaye Nasingha. Revolutionize your heart and revolutionize the world, you see. That is the mood of the preacher. The actual one is a preaching mood. He's living not only for himself, but he's living for all living entities throughout this material existence who are entrapped within karma chakra. He's living for his own deliverance, and he's living for the deliverance of them. Bahir Nasingha, Bahir Nasingha, Hridaye Nasingha. So in this way, if we understand this mood that Prabhupada wants us to be in, and we try to come to this mood, we'll see an incredible expansion of this movement. In the next, we've gone 50 years, is a very significant number. Let's make the next 50 absolutely unbelievable. The next 50, you see. We've come to a very good spot now. Now let's take the next 50. You see, and really take over the world. Let's try to take over the next 50 years. That's my suggestion to our devotees all over the world, our GBC, everyone. Let's make this our agenda. The next 50-year program is to take over the whole world. Prabhupada said there should be, every government leader should be a Mahabhagava. Every Kshatriya, you see, that's Kshatriyas. So if the Prabhupada wanted the Kshatriyas to be Mahabhagavats, then what about the Brahmins? If the Kshatriyas Prabhupada wanted to be, then that means we have to become Mahabhagavat. If we're going to do our duty, Prabhupada wanted every government leader to be a Mahabhagavat. The Australian Prime Minister, the US President, name it, go down the list. He wants all these leaders to be Mahabhagavats. So Who's going to train them to be Mahabhagavats? We have to have Mahabhagavat Brahmins who can inspire and train these Kshatriyas, you see. So where are we going to get them? Where are we going to get these Mahabhagavat Brahmins? And import them from Mayapur? Where are we going to get them from? We have to become Mahabhagavats. So the first step is we have to become Mahamajjhamadhikari, get off the Kanishtha platform. We have so many devotees holding onto the Kanishtha platform in our movement, having illicit sex within household life, you see. We have so many devotees holding onto Kanishtha consciousness. We got to kick out this Kanishtha nonsense. We have to come to the Majjham platform, and then from there we have to purify. Become completely free from this dirt. At least being Prabhupada said anartanaviti means 75% cleansed. If we can even get to that point, you see, being 75% cleansed of this crud in our hearts, we can have a powerful, powerful impact on world history. The seed is already there, but how much the leaders, when was the last time the Prime Minister took advice from our ISKCON leadership here in Australia, how to run the country? You see, when was the last time that happened? When was the last time President Obama consulted with the local GBCs to see how to run the U.S.? You see, this is what we need to have. We need to have this kind of respect as the leading educational institution on this planet. In every country, we have to be looked up to as the persons who actually know how to solve the problems of the world. So this is a big, 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 big responsibility we all have, and we have to pray. Here we are, you know, lusty, greedy, angry, envious, fault-finding, lazy, crazy people. And we have been given the greatest assignment by Srila Prabhupada to live in the whole world. He told us that in L.A. In the order he gave us disciples, he said, become guru and deliver the whole world. Deliver the whole world. I can hardly deliver myself, but Prabhupada ordered to deliver the whole world. So, we have to pray that we can strictly follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions in every minute, with every thought, every word, and every deed, so we can purely represent him who is the actual deliverer, you see. Prabhupada's a deliverer. But by acting as his agents, you see, we need to be pure agents of Srila Prabhupada so his delivering potency can fully manifest through us and all the previous acharyas, you see. That delivering potency is coming down from Gauranga himself through this Gaudiya Sampradaya, you see. So we have to become pure instruments in the hands of the previous acharyas, and then we can see tremendous miracles happening on this planet. This is where we need to go. This is what we need to do now. We got the next 50 years ahead. Let's really all come to this platform of being purely absorbed in serving the order of our spiritual master to deliver the whole world. So there's some questions. Anybody's written some questions down? Okay. Yeah, actually, one of my godbrothers told some devotees, and they were very disturbed. He said, actually, guru is only for the neophytes, you know. Just like a little kid, you know, his mother and father hold his hand. And after he grows up, he doesn't need a guru anymore. So, but that was that Prabhupada's move? Look at the concluding words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada says, I always feel that my spiritual master is seeing me and guiding me, instructing me. So this godbrother felt that he didn't need, that guru isn't necessary now. Once you're a grown-up devotee, you don't need guru anymore. But Prabhupada never felt that grown-up. I pray that I will never feel that grown-up, that I don't need Srila Prabhupada's instructions anymore. That I don't need Prabhupada, I'm a self-contained guru. I just pray I will always feel I'm a hopeless basket case, and my only hope is to take shelter and get the mercy of my spiritual master. How to become a great devotee like Prahlad Maharaj is become the totally sold out disciple of your spiritual master. Come on, give me a minute. Okay. Please give detailed answers on how to keep up the enthusiasm. Well, for me, it was very easy, as I many times explained. When I first joined the movement, and when I got initiated, Prabhupada was in London, I was in Austin, so I sent my Guru Dakshina with a letter, and I got a wonderful opportunity to write a personal letter to Prabhupada. I was happened to be with Vishnu Janaswamy at that time. He was a great inspiration. Let me tell you, great inspiration, Vishnu Janaswamy. So he was always thinking about how to spread the movement. That was the whole thing at every minute. How to spread this movement, how to spread this movement. So it was contagious. I got into the same mood and I wrote Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm going to spread this movement. And Prabhupada was so happy that he said, I can see you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Now just continue enthusiastically as you were doing and surely Krishna will bless you. So there's the key. Whether you feel enthusiastic or not, just be enthusiastic on the order of Guru and Krishna, and you will get the mercy flooding on your head like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. I don't feel any taste while chanting Hare Krishna. Join the club. Please help me. That's natural. For neophyte, doesn't have that much taste, or sometimes no taste. Therefore, Rupa Goswami instructs us, Syat Krishna Nama Charitari Siddhapya Vidya Pito Patapta Vashanachana Rochikanu Kin Vadana Nanirang Kalu Shai Vajushta Sanikravadvavita Golamula Hantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So that's the answer. You just got to chant, and the sweetness will come back. It's the holy name has unlimited sweetness. And we were discussing earlier, you see. Shuddha prema, sukha sindhu, it's an ocean of bliss. But we don't taste it yet because we're covered by the modes. But if you keep chanting, the power of the name will wash away the influence of the modes, and that name will gradually become fully manifest. There are so many anarthas when us and also previous impression on consciousness. What is the hope for anartha nirvritti level? Well, you just have to follow the order of the spiritual master. You look at the levels given by Rupa Goswami. First you have faith, then you associate with devotees, then bhajana kriya, you get initiated, you follow the rules and regulations. The key is obedience. If you're obedient to the orders coming down from the spiritual master, that obedience will naturally take you to anartha nirvritti in due course of time. It's simply a matter of obedience. Take the order of the spiritual master's life and soul. If I can't deliver myself, certainly I can't deliver anyone. Should I then want to become a liberated before I preach? Well, the thing is, by preaching actually helps to liberate. It's Lord Chaitanya's order. Prabhupada told us that just as Krishna has ordered Savardaman Padritraja, the same order has come in the form of Jarideka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh from Lord Chaitanya. So, even though I'm not a liberated soul, let me go out as a representative of a liberated soul, you see. Let me go out as Prabhupada's representative of my spiritual master. Let me go out as a representative on their order, you see. That will purify me and will purify my hearers. In that way, I'll get liberated and they'll become liberated. We can all get liberated together. How to deal with bad dreams? Increase your Krishna consciousness and the bad dreams will go away. How to get above the Kanishta platform? By obedience to the order of the spiritual master. How do I progress in devotion? Faith, associates from devotees, and taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. What is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam reading? This cleanses all the dirt out of the heart. We must do it. How to be free from lust, anger, and greed? Because they can land you in hell. Whoa. One of our children written this big letters, lust and greed. Yes, they will land you in hell. The key is you just have to replace them with Krishna consciousness. The Maya body simply want to drive away lust, anger, and greed, just expunge it. But unless you put something else in there, they're going to come back in. So you have to just put Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The more you hear about Krishna, the more you talk about Krishna, etc., it drives this stuff out, and it never comes back if you at a certain point. In the beginning, it's coming and going. I mean, coming Krishna conscious, then a lusty thought comes. Becoming Krishna conscious, an envious thought comes. That's in the beginning, but you just keep fighting it out. Prabhupada says it's declaring war on Maya. So you have to fight the war until the enemy is subdued. That's all. How to take people to Lord Krishna? Lord Chaitanya said, you repeat the teachings of Krishna, and this way deliver them. Simple term. I would like to be a pure devotee, but I'm not able to. Sure, you're able to. You just have to be determined to do it. I want to give up this nonsense. Krishna, please help me. And we have a special prayer for doing that. We have a special prayer that we pray to help us come to pure devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you keep begging Krishna for pure devotion, he'll give it to you. You just got to keep begging and begging and begging until Krishna sees you have no other desire except to be my pure devotee, and then he will bestow prema bhakti upon you. How to make people great devotees? You be a great devotee, and you'll make great devotees. In Gaura Lila, Krishna became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balaram became this. Ananda, so did Subhadra. So what did Subhadra become? I don't know. Interesting question. Anybody know Subhadra's role in Gaura Lila? How can I love my spiritual master? Love means obedience. We have many Prabhupada's disciples. Oh, I love Prabhupada very much, but I don't follow his instructions. It's a nice sentiment, but real love means obedient, you see. If you really love your spiritual master, you will be him. You will obey him unflinchingly, without any deviation. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite ketita hirata prakashyante mahatmanaha shvetashvatata upanishad. Only to those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. My kid is going to school and doesn't listen sometimes. What to do? Well, you need to learn how to be a good listener and show your kid by your own example. How to bring up kids in Krishna consciousness? It is very difficult. You bring up yourself in Krishna consciousness. You have to become fixed up, solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness, and then your children will naturally follow your example. And the thing is, I've seen parents sometimes bring their kids, say, okay, I'm at offer obeisance. They have them offer obeisance to me, but they don't offer obeisance. Ridiculous, you see. If they want their kids to offer obeisance to a devotee, they should do it, and the kid do it with them, not that they just come have the kid offer obeisance, and they don't do it, you see. What is the basis of preaching to address women as Prabhu? Well, actually, when I was a kid, I had two Prabhus. Mom and Dad were both Prabhus. So a woman could be called Prabhu. On rare occasions, Prabhupada used it for women, but I have a personal instruction by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, in writing, to address every woman as mother. So this got me a little trouble with some of my God sisters, of what can I do? Prabhupada's my guru, not them. Prabhupada ordered me to address every woman as mother, so I do them. It's in the Veda base. You can check it out if you don't believe me. It's right there in the Veda base. 1972, September. Prabhupada ordered me to address every woman as mother, so what can I say? I had to follow my spiritual master. My mothers are also my Prabhus. Actually, my dad was at work all day, and my mom was at home. My mother was a bigger Prabhu than my dad, actually. So the mother is a Prabhu also. She's also a Prabhu. But as a matter of etiquette, I address her as mother, because that's the order of the spiritual master, and that is Vedic culture. What is the basis of the preaching? I agree that the GBC should advise the U.S. president. But what about the Muslim terrorists like ISIS? Sure, they're willing to take instructions. If the ISIS leader will become a devotee That'd be great. Be wonderful. We like a newcomer devotee. I am preaching, but I don't see any results. Well, I remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj when he came to Gainesville many years ago with Vishnu Janaswamy. He was telling us about their preaching with the Radhanamara party. He gave a really interesting point about preaching. He was saying, sometimes the results come in other areas we don't expect them. Here we are preaching in this area and nothing's coming. And all of a sudden from over here another result comes in, you see. So the thing is, you don't know what the results will be. You just go on doing your duty. Preach to the world. And watch the miracles happen. It may not happen the way you thought it was going to happen, but lo and behold, the miracles do come. Krishna reciprocates with any sincere desire to preach Krishna consciousness. I'm getting attracted to girls in the temple. How can I come over this problem? The girls are very beautiful here, actually. The most beautiful girls in the whole world are devotee girls. So, but the thing is, we have to follow the Vedic culture and not see them as sex objects. That's why we call them mother. There's a natural attraction between boys and girls. Actually, it originates in Radha and Krishna. But the thing is, that when we try to get into this, it's an imitation of Radha and Krishna, and that's not our position. That tendency to indicate Radha Krishna has brought us into the material world, you see. You have to understand that this is based on the body. You're not actually the body, you're a spiritual being. As long as you let your consciousness flow with this thing of being attracted to these beautiful girls, you see, then what you're doing is you're pulling yourself or allowing yourself to be dragged into bodily consciousness. You see? So you have to kick it out. You got to beat it with, kick it with boot, this mentality of being attracted to pretty girls. Prabhupada said, actually, many years ago, this is not in the Veda base, but I have some transcripts from the lectures on the Chaitanya Charitamrita from 22nd Avenue. And in these lectures, Prabhupada said, collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna. So, he didn't say, collect all the beautiful girls for yourself. Collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna. So that should be the mood. All these beautiful girls, they're for Krishna. Don't think they're for you to enjoy. They're for you to serve by engaging in Krishna service. That's the right mood. If you offer them, the beautiful girls, to Krishna, then you'll become satisfied. You try to enjoy them, you'll be frustrated because you cannot enjoy in that way. It's not your position. You are not Krishna. You understand? You are not Krishna. You cannot enjoy beautiful girls. It's not your position. Only Krishna can actually enjoy. Your attempt to enjoy them will always be frustrated because you're trying to take Krishna's position. Okay, it is a great deal to turn the whole world to Krishna consciousness, but how we can preach to those people who are not inquiring about spirituality? Find those who are inquiring. There's so many people looking for spiritual knowledge nowadays in the world. Focus on those people. Spirituality is hot in the market. It's a hot thing. It's really big in the world right now. Type in spirituality on the internet and see how many things come up. People are really interested in spiritual solutions. They're seeing the material world as a rotten, miserable disaster, and they're looking for spirituality. So focus on those people. Those who are controlled by the three modes of nature and who feel very comfortable in the material world, just focus on those who are frustrated with the material world. Make them Krishna conscious. How to tolerate your partner's misdeeds in the household if both are in the mode of ignorance? Wow, that's an interesting question. Actually, we should be very intolerant of our own misdeeds, our own faults. From that position, then you can instruct others. If you are tolerant of your own mistakes, you're in no position to instruct anybody. You should be very intolerant of your own mistakes, and then you're in a position where others can actually be inspired by you. When the Hare Krishna movement began, the hippies were seeking something. They were not happy, frustrated, and found the higher meaning of life in Prabhupada's teachings. But now in the time is different. People are not in the same mood. Do we need to find new ways to make devotees, or just the same chanting and book distribution will make the world Krishna conscious? No problem. This is a universal process. It will, the impact will always be there from book distribution. And the fact is, there's so many people now reading the books and becoming devotees, even now. So you can't say, well, book distribution in Harinam is just for the 60s and the 70s. It's just as powerful now as it was then. How to feel the taste while chanting? Just keep chanting and the taste will come. Be patient, be faithful, and the taste will come, we guarantee it. Could you please describe more about Vishnu Janamaraj's inspirational personality? Yes. I remember one day we were sitting there in the Austin temple. Vishnu Jan Maharaj was out doing an errand, and in the old days in ISKCON, it was kind of the etiquette wasn't so good. A letter would come from Prabhupada, and you would open it, no matter who wrote it. And I mean, in order it was to, you would open it. Didn't matter who wrote the letter, I mean, who the letter was to, but you would open it. So we opened the letter, and in his absence, a letter to him. And Prabhupada said, when you were leading the kirtan in Los Angeles, I felt how I was being carried to Vaikuntha by your chanting. So that's what Prabhupada felt about him. So you can see something about his personality. That even Prabhupada felt that his kirtan carried him to Vaikuntha. How to see or feel Krishna's reciprocation? Just have faith that it is there and keep serving with love and devotion, and you gradually feel his reciprocation. The spirit of complete surrender was prominent in the beginning of the movement and a real cause of connection to Srila Prabhupada. What is missing now? How can it be revived? There were devotees in the beginning who were not that dedicated. They came and they went. So many came and went. And the same thing is going on now. Our devotees are very dedicated and those who aren't. It's the same phenomenon as it was then. So you just have to be a dedicated devotee and show the example for others. Why eating only prasadam is important? Can't we just be vegetarian? Well, Krishna said, if you eat food that's not offered to me, you're eating sin. How to beg sincerely to Krishna when we have so much lust inside? Krishna, please free me from my lust. If no more questions, I'll just answer the ones here. Got enough. If people don't agree to give Krishna all around the world, what will you do? Well, actually, nobody agrees to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And I'm going to keep pushing it. Whether they take it or not, I'm going to keep pushing this. We have to make the whole world Krishna conscious. I'm going to keep pushing it until my last dying breath. And I'm going to take breath after breath until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. That's my determination. As per the scriptures, are women allowed to blow the conch shell? I never heard any injunctions for or against it. So certainly they did it when Prabhupada was on the planet. So it's certainly allowed. Why is there segregation amongst devotees of different Guru Maharajas? Do we have segregation here? In this room now, everybody's sitting in different groups according to your guru? No, we're not segregated. I remember segregation. I was in the South back in the 60s. Segregation meant, and that you went to the department store, there'd be four bathrooms. One for the black men, one for the black women, one for the white men, and one for the white women. Two drinking fountains also. You had a drinking fountain for the blacks and a drinking fountain for the whites. That was segregation. Now, I don't see we have that here. We have a bathroom, separate bathrooms for each guru's, each group of disciples, separate drinking fountains. Because I don't want to get contaminated by getting too close to a disciple of another spiritual master. Now, we don't have that in ISKCON. We don't have that. They're talking about groupism, too much groupism. It's a natural thing that you're going to feel something about your godbrothers and godsisters. But at the same time, we understand we're a family. You have to feel something about that too. Both things should be there simultaneously. How to not be sad when no one takes the book? Well, as they say in sales, Some will, some won't. So what? Next. He's got to be in that mood, you know. Aggressive salesman. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. You don't let it get to your mind. That's all. Some will take a book. Actually, hardly anybody will take a book. It's a fact, numerically. But a salesman knows that every no is pure bliss because it's one step closer to the next yes. He may statistically analyze, you know, analyzing his sales results, he may find, well, it takes me 100 no's to get a yes. So he goes out with great enthusiasm, wow, I got to get those 100 no's today, yeah. I may get those 100 no's, no, oh wow, nectar, one no. Two no's, nectar. Three, every no is one step closer to the yes. No. Every no is like ecstasy. It's ecstatic. Every no, wow, another no, ki jai. Another no, ki jai, another no. There it is, the yes. So a salesman takes it that way. Every no is bliss because it means the yes is just now coming. You see? So that's, you've got to be in that mood. A successful salesman, even the materialist, the same principle, you see. Yeah. Well, that's there, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to be successful. Now, you'd be detached from the results. Even if you go out the whole day and don't do even one book, the fact that you went out and sincerely tried the whole day means Lord Chaitanya is showering his mercy upon you. That's also there. But the fact is that you will get, if you're determined, you will sell the books. If you're determined, you will sell the books. Okay, so our time is up, and we thank you all very, very much for your coming to Bhagavatam class today. Please take this Krishna consciousness movement most seriously. This is your only business in life now. As you become a pure devotee, anything else, just kick it out. You have one duty and one duty only, and that's to become a completely sold-out servant of Guru and Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.